Section 3. More Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
The word Islam has two meanings, peace and submission. Submission means fully and willingly serving Allah, God, and obeying the words of His prophet and messenger, Muhammad. An important thing to remember about Islam is that for most Muslims, it really isn't just a religion, but an entire way of life. The Quran and other teachings contain instructions and commandments about virtually every aspect of one's personal, family, work, and even political life. There are teachings about such matters as personal hygiene, diet, and clothing, but also business ethics, marriage, divorce, civil and criminal law, war, relations with non-Muslims, and much more. To illustrate, Islam teaches the importance of seeking knowledge. The Quran encourages Muslims to be scholars, since this is the best way for people to know Allah and to appreciate His creations. Here's a short quotation to show you what I mean. The Quran states, "We, meaning Allah, will show mankind or patterns in the universe and in yourselves until you are convinced that the revelation is the truth." It was such invitations to explore the world that interested early Muslims in astronomy, mathematics, chemistry, and other sciences. After the founding of Islam, a great civilization came into being and flourished. Muslim scholars studied the ancient civilizations of Greece, Rome, China, and India, and then added their own ideas and discoveries. Their transmission of this new knowledge to Europe help lead directly to the Renaissance. Some of the lasting evidence of this great Muslim civilization are its universities, such as Al-Zaytuna in Tunisia and Al-Azhar in Egypt. Going back more than 1,000 years, they are the oldest existing universities in the world. Mathematics is one field that's been heavily influenced by Muslim civilization. Algebra and the Arabic numerals were introduced to the world by Muslim scholars. These scholars were the first to use the number zero in math and to organize the numbers into a decimal system, meaning a system based on the number 10. It was also a Muslim mathematician who established trigonometry as a distinct branch of mathematics. Medicine is another area of Muslim achievements. Muhammad himself urged people to take medicines for their illnesses, since people at that time were often unwilling or afraid to do so. The world's first hospital was built in Baghdad in the year 706. A Muslim, known to the West as Avicenna, who died in 1037, is widely considered the greatest physician before the modern era. His book was a standard medical textbook, even in Europe, for over 700 years.
Number 1. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 2. It can be inferred that the speaker. Number 3. The speaker explains that. Number 4. After reading a quotation from the Quran, the speaker explains that this quotation. Number 5. All of the following are mentioned as achievements of Muslim scholars except. Number 6. According to the lecture, the world's first hospital was in. Number 7. According to the lecture, Muslim scholars studied all of the following except. Number 8. How does the speaker organize the information in the lecture?